Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And wherever you are, go ahead and share tonight's episode with someone, with a friend. And if you're driving in your car, let someone know where they can hear TMG.
It's time to get on board. TMG is taking off.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to TMG. I'm your host, Travis Patton Sr. I enjoy discovering and sharing real-life moments of inspiration from everyday people. And this show is about finding moments of inspiration for our everyday lives. And look, and if you're going to tell me something, then tell me something good. Hi, everybody, and welcome to a brand new episode of TMG. I'm your host, Travis Patton Sr. Hey, guys, real quick, do me a favor. Don't forget to visit, share, and like our YouTube page. That's Tell Me Something Good with a capital T. And as always, I want to give a huge shout-out to my biggest supporter, my biggest fan, my lovely wife, Nicole. Hey, girl, how you doing? I know you're watching. I know you're listening. Man, I am excited to be here today. This episode is designed to change your life. I'm glad to be a part of it. Maybe you're seeing Travis, man. This is my very first time tuning in. My very first time hearing your voice. Thank you so much for listening to the show. And whether you joined in by accident or someone invited you, thank you for listening to the show. And guys, you're saying with Travis, man, I've been listening to TMG for the 4 years that you've been streaming. I want to take this very moment right now to tell you thank you for watching and listening to the show, wherever you are, whether you're here in the United States or maybe you're in Panama or maybe you're in Canada or the UK, maybe you're in the Philippines or maybe you're in South Africa or maybe you're in Vietnam or maybe you're in Japan or wherever you are listening to the show around the world, let me take this time to tell you thank you. Guys, listen, everybody knows that this show is all about finding moments of inspiration in our everyday lives. So if you have an inspiring story that you would like to share and maybe come on a show, drop us an email. That's TELLMESOMETHING21@gmail.com. And you say, well, Travis, man, I know someone that has a great story that would love to see them on your show. But I don't want to come on camera. I'm a little camera shy. That's okay. Drop us their information anyway at TELLMESOMETHING21@gmail.com. And you can even remain anonymous if you'd like. Guys, you know we have a couple of affiliate sponsors. I want to go ahead, play that information, get it out the way, because this is an episode that you don't want to turn away from. That's right, everybody. Come on in. If it's Thursday, it's TMG. And I know you want to catch this episode. Listen to our sponsors. Pay attention to the information. When we come back, we're diving into this show, guys.
Walmart is a proud associate sponsor of TMG Tell Me Something Good podcast. Please use the special link. Walmart is a proud associate sponsor of TMG Tell Me Something Good podcast. Please use the special link, bit.ly/tellmesomethinggood, and visit our sponsor. Remember, I may earn a commission when you buy through this link. Natix is the place to go for all of your officially licensed Fanatics is the place to go for all of your officially licensed sports gear from your favorite sports and sports teams. Use the special link bit.ly/tellmesomething21 and pay a visit to our sponsor today. Remember, I may earn a commission when you buy through this link.
There it is, guys. Visit one of our affiliate sponsors. The information is in the chat. What's behind me? Guys, you know what's behind me. April is very special here at TMG. Tell Me Something Good, the podcast. This is the time where we help celebrate, bring awareness to World Autism Month here in April. Guys, I'm sure if you noticed or not, but around 1 in 36 children has been identified with autism in the United States, according to the CDC. Now, that is around 1% of the world's population has autism spectrum disorder. To bring that into perspective, that's more than 75 million people, according to research conducted by the CDC. One in every 100 children are diagnosed with autism spectrum disorder. To do our part, we can spread the word of awareness, inclusion, equity, and by discovering ways to help in our local areas. Guys, listen, I know you're ready to get started with today's episode. Guys, you may not be knowing or be wondering what today's episode title is. And call today's episode title, guys, is A Story to Tell. Now, listen, I know, like you know, each of us have a story to tell. And if we would tell the truth, and if the story would tell the truth, guys, no one can tell your story like you can. And your story is as unique as you are. I know you may have been born in the same house as them, but your story is different than anybody else's story. And your story needs to be told, because you never know what your story can do for someone. Like in any story, guys, there are high moments and there are low moments, moments of celebration and agonizing moments we must work through. But like all stories, they have a way of changing. Guys, today, our guest will share what she decided to do when her story changed. Our guest is a grief doula, a certified life purpose life coach, and a happiness coach. Guys, do me a favor. I want to give a huge shout out to our big guest today, our special guest, guys, Cindy Burr. Cindy, what's up? How you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you today?
A little excited, Cindy, just a little bit.
Just a little.
How you doing today, Cindy?
I'm doing well.
I'm so happy and excited that you decided to join us today. Took the time out to come on to TMG. We feel good about that.
Thank you.
Awesome.
I'm excited to be here.
Love it. Cindy, you and I have had some conversations before the show, and I love them. Absolutely wonderful conversations. I'm so eager to dive into this. I'm overjoyed that you are joining us today, and truly, just truly happy that you decided to be here with us today. Now, you are a grief doula. Am I saying that correctly?
Doula.
A grief doula. D-O-U-L-A. Grief doula. Please elaborate a little on what that involves and how it plays a part in the things that you do.
Well, many women have heard of a birth doula. They assist in childbirth, and they're there to support the mom. A grief doula is there to support you when you're grieving. There's also a death doula. They're there to support the person who is dying and the family. I come in after that, though. I'm not a death doula. I am a grief doula, and I help people through their grief. I'm with them every step of the way. I make myself available, in multiple ways that they can reach me. 2 o'clock in the morning, they need somebody and I'm there for them. I listen, I talk to them, I support them. Yeah.
Wow. Wow. So you kind of help people along that path, do that transition part. Yeah. And usually when someone's grieving, Cindy, that's where people kind of lose it, doing that transition.
Mm-hmm.
Initial stage of it, it hits you, it's an impact, it hits you. But after the crowd has left and after all the cars have stopped coming in, that's when you're still in the middle of everything. And that's usually when most of us who grieve, that's when things are its toughest.
That's when it hits you.
Yeah, when it seems like, you know, oh my gosh, I don't have anybody calling me as much. I don't have, you know, people, you know, when all those things begin to die down.
Yes.
When the pats on the back start to, you know, don't be there as frequently, or the text messages don't come as frequent, when the story is beginning to change, that's when you come in.
Yeah. Yeah. When all your friends and family have gone back to their daily lives.
Right.
But your life has changed forever.
Correct.
It's not always to do with a death. It could be something that happens gradual. It could be the loss of a friendship. Maybe you had maybe you had an argument, or maybe you moved away.
Right.
And you you really truly miss that person. There's also, of course, the death of a family pet.
Right, right.
Because family, you know.
I know what you mean about that. I know there are people who treat their fur babies, I'll call them their fur babies, in every sense of that word. And when they lose them, it's a huge loss to them.
It's devastating.
Absolutely. And people need help walking through that transition.
Mm-hmm.
And
they don't like to admit how devastated they are because society kind of looks down on it. You know, oh, well, it was only a whatever. And so you kind of keep it to yourself a little bit. And it's nice to have somebody to talk to.
Well, if keeping it to ourselves doesn't help us very much.
No, it does not. It does not. In any form of grief, you've got to process the emotions. You've got to feel your feelings. That's why they're there. They help you get used to, I don't like to say get used to. They help you process what's going on in your life.
Correct. Okay, I understand that. So it regardless of what that loss is, regardless of what you're grieving over, a grief doula helps walk through that transition.
Right.
I wonder right now, Cindy, I wonder how many people are listening that could use what you do, could benefit from what you do, that we're dealing with things, grieving from things, Cindy, that we never really faced. We never really got over. We never really admitted to ourselves that we're grieving. Whether the loss of a pet, whether the loss of a relationship, whether the loss in a change of lifestyle. Mm-hmm. I know people, Cindy, that were grieving over a loss of a job, just like they lost a friend, because not only did it was a loss of a job, it changed their whole life. They had to change how they were thinking. Their story changed. It is something, your story can change while you're reading the book.
Yes, it can.
You wake up one morning and your story changes. And that's how a lot of things happen from my understanding what a grief doula does. You help people along the path when their story changes while they're still reading the book.
Exactly. I help them give name to some of the feelings.
Exactly.
Sometimes you feel something, but you're not quite sure, you know, what it is, or you wonder. For me, when I lost my husband, I was surprised that I felt anger.
Anger?
Yeah,
that's a surprising emotion.
Yeah, Cindy. I wasn't expecting it, but come to find out, it's very normal.
Wow.
And I mean, I wasn't even mad at anything in particular. I would just be sitting at my desk typing away, and all of a sudden, I wanted to throw something or break something. And it kind of scared me because I didn't know it was normal. So I help people realize that what they're going through, all of it, somebody else has gone through before.
Right. Right. And what you're feeling in that moment of your grief is normal. You're not, and I get it. Typically when people grieve, we think of people just crying, being sad, depressed, but there's a gambit of emotions that we will feel, a gambit of emotions. And whatever you're feeling at that moment, we have to identify it. We have to say it and say, right now, I am feeling pissed off. Right now, I'm angry. Right now, I'm hurting. We have to admit how we feel at that moment, because once we put a name to it, once we say it, we then identify it, then we can take the steps to move forward from it. Otherwise, we will remain there.
You've got it exactly. Yeah, I couldn't say it any better.
Because that's how it is. But Cindy, your story, but the story of your life seemed to be going along pretty well. What happened that changed it?
Well, I was married for almost 33 years.
33 years.
We had six sons. Most were grown. The youngest was starting his senior year of high school. And my husband was diagnosed with stage 4 lung cancer. And within months, he was gone. And my life changed that day. I didn't realize how much it changed, actually, until a few years later. I did the normal grieving. I cried and all of that. But then I kind of hid a lot of it because I didn't want my sons to have to worry about me. And that was a mistake for me. And it was a mistake for them because it didn't give them the opportunity to help me. And by helping me, it would have helped them with their grief. But it was... Things happened in their lives. It's too long a story to go into, but for the next 5 or 6 years, I was busy helping them with various things. And then I retired and my kids got healthy. They got happy. They got settled. And I didn't have a reason to get out of bed in the morning.
Ooh, wow.
I didn't know why I was even still left here on earth. And wow. I kept it, you know, asking God, you know, just to give me a sign. Why am I still here?
Why are you even existing? Why not just take me too?
Yep. Because all my purpose was gone. I was a wife and I was a mother. Well, I'm no longer a wife and I wasn't needed as much as a mother.
Come on.
I mean, we always need our mom, but you know, they didn't need me on a regular basis anymore. And so I had the grief that I hadn't really completely processed in the beginning. And I had the empty nest syndrome.
Oh, wow.
At the same time.
Yeah.
And empty nest syndrome is very similar to grief.
Correct. I can understand that.
And eventually, I kind of wallowed in it for way longer than I should have. And eventually, though, one day I decided I'm going to live. It dawned on me that I'm going to live another 10, 20, maybe 30 years.
Right.
You know, and did I want my life to look like this for the next 10, 20, or 30 years?
Wow.
I wasn't taking care of myself. Mm-hmm. There were days when I stayed in my pajamas all day. It was easy, you know, COVID, came. That was a blessing.
Now that was the reason that, you know, gave you all the more reason to stay in the house, stay in the bed, stay locked up, not go anywhere, not participate in life, nothing.
Yep, exactly. For somebody going through something, it was the perfect, you know, lockdown, not COVID itself, but the lockdown was a perfect situation.
Perfect cover up.
Yep. And I would go a week without showering. Mm-hmm. I would go weeks without leaving the house. And, you know, even my son did my grocery shopping for me, so I didn't even need to do that.
Exactly.
Or I do the, you know, the online order and pickup.
Oh, yeah. That drop off, the order your stuff. Yeah. Like Walmart, guys. Use my link.
Exactly. And so it just, you know, I wasn't living. I was barely existing.
Wow.
And I didn't want that to be my life. So it took some work. It took some false starts. It took some failures, I guess.
Yeah.
But failures you learn from.
Correct.
And eventually I realized that my purpose for being here was to help other people who were going through similar situations.
You said something that was important. You said it took a couple false starts.
Yes.
You know, it takes a couple. I'm going to do it. Yeah, I don't really feel like doing it.
Well.
Basically, I'm going to do it.
Yeah, I did things like I started in direct sales selling makeup.
Uh-huh.
I don't wear makeup.
So you got involved in something you really didn't have a passion for, enjoy doing, to say, okay, at least I'm doing something.
Yeah, I tried art. I joined the local art society and I took a drawing class, and I struggle with stick figures.
You and me both, Cindy.
And I think the art thing was because my husband was an artist.
Okay. So
it made me feel closer to him.
Connected, right. You were able to try to find a connection.
Yeah. But the one good thing that came from all of that was I became social.
Mm.
I met people. I was forced to talk to people.
Right.
And that was good for me. That's what I needed. And through a bunch of happenstance, you can call it coincidence, I call it synchronicity, I heard about somebody who was doing life coaching.
Okay.
And I thought, oh, that sounds interesting. So I looked, you know, Dr. Google, you know, everybody.
Yep.
And I looked up life coach, and the first course that came up was a course in life purpose coaching.
Oh, okay.
But I knew I needed purpose. So that was just, that's what I needed. So I took the course, became certified. Mm-hmm. And by the time I finished the course, I realized that I had known everything that was in that course. I just wasn't applying it to my own life.
What?
You know, we do that. We know things. We give great advice to other people, but we don't apply it to ourselves. And we have to start learning to do that. I still struggle with that sometimes. So I became a life purpose coach. And then the next one I took, I just because, was a happiness coach.
And that
helps me when it's time, when I'm working with somebody who's grieving,
mm-hmm.
and they start to come out of that, what we call active grief.
Correct. Okay.
And start to kind of look around their lives and wonder, like I did, you know, well, what's left for me? That's when I bring in the happiness, different ways to bring joy into your
life. There you go.
And I teach them how to dream again.
Wow.
Because especially when you lose a spouse,
mm-hmm.
you lose the future you thought you were going to have together.
Your story changes.
Yeah, completely. And so they need to learn to dream to create a new story. And then I help them get to know themselves because you've changed. You know, grief changes you.
Right. You're not the same person.
Yep. And when you go from being part of a couple to just being you, that's a big, you know, half of you is gone.
That's it. That's it.
So you've got to fill in that half and decide. You get to decide. That's what's so cool. You get to decide who you want to be and how you want to show up in the world. And then you can find your new purpose and live a fulfilling life. Now, that's not saying that you'll never be sad again, because right. grief is with us for life. But we get better able to handle it. And
correct.
We get to, when it creeps up, all of a sudden, you know, something's triggered, like a song on the radio or something.
Correct.
And you feel those emotions again. You know it's okay, because you know that emotion isn't going to last. It's not
gonna, exactly
it's not who you exactly. are anymore. Yeah.
Guys, I told you this story would change your lives. I told you this would be an amazing story. You said you get the chance to dream again. You decide. Now, think about this as being a couple. Everybody out there who's listening, who's a couple or in a friendship or whatever, and that friendship ends and it's grief. Your friendship is broken up. They've guys gone separate ways. You've grown apart. Or in this case with Cindy, you lose a spouse. You're so used to being two. Whether it was maybe you lost them physically in a death or just sickness or illness, or maybe you lost them as a means of a divorce or whatever, yeah. right? So let's say you lost them. Whatever the loss is, it's a loss, right? So you went from being two. You went from being like this. Your story went from being like this. Now your story is like this. Yeah. So now half the story is being told. Now you're looking at half of your story. You get in these relationships and these things and friendships, and you expect them to last and be like this. And now it's gone to like this. So your story is changing while you're reading it. And you said, but then the good thing is you get to decide how you show up.
Yeah.
You get to decide from here on what the rest of your story looks like. I'm gonna leave that alone. Cindy, where were you at this time in your life when your story changed? Were you working, or where were you in your life mentally, emotionally, when your story decided all of a sudden, then months later, your husband's gone?
I was working. He was working. He had retired from his job as a police officer.
Okay. Well, thank you for his service. We appreciate that, Cindy.
Oh, thank you. We lived in Syracuse, New York. And so after he retired, we moved to Virginia because we hated the snow.
Wait, you moved to Virginia. Don't you get snow in Virginia?
Oh, very, not like Syracuse snow.
Listen, I know. I'm from Mount Vernon, New York. Trust me, I know.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you know. So we had a good life here, you know. He started driving a school bus part-time and loved it. We both were making friends, and we had it was a really good time in our lives. And then he started not feeling so good. And he went to the doctors. Doctor told him he had the flu, gave him medication, and he wasn't kicking it. He went back to the doctor. Doctor said, well, sometimes the flu takes a while, you know. And the third time he decided to go back to the doctor, because he was coughing then, and he had he had a low grade fever that just wouldn't go away. And he was so tired all the time. And he was actually calling in sick to work, which he never did.
Right. Yeah.
Loved that job. Pretty he loved his students. And so I asked him, I said, do you want me to go with you? Because he never did before. He would never let me go. He said, yeah, why don't you? So in our conversation, I said to the doctor, has he told you that he's been coughing? And the doctor said, no. He has not told me that. So he did a chest x-ray, and that said he had pneumonia. So he was treated for that, mm-hmm. and still wasn't getting better. So there was one hospital misdiagnosed him, just said he had pneumonia. We took him to another hospital, the emergency room, and they said, did they tell you about the mass in his lungs?
Oh, wow.
And we said, nope, didn't know about that.
Oh, wow.
So by that point, he was so sick that he didn't have the strength to undergo chemo. He was too sick for chemo. He was...
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
For some reason, I must have known it at the time, but I don't remember now. They said it was inoperable. Oh, because it started to spread. It was in his lymph nodes.
Okay.
And so operating wouldn't have done any good.
Wouldn't have helped at all.
Nope. And he had other complications. He ended up having to have his left leg amputated. And it wasn't long after. That was beginning of July. And a couple of weeks later, you know, I asked the doctor, I said, is there any hope? Is he going to get any better? And she told me no. So she made me tell him.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah. She says, when you tell him, she said, I'll call down a doctor from behavioral health, mm-hmm. basically a psychiatrist.
Correct.
To be there and stand with us while I told him that there was no hope. That was the hardest conversation.
I can't even imagine having to tell someone you love, you care about, and you're growing this tight relationship with, that it's ending this way, that there's no hope, that you're dying. I can't even imagine how you must have felt, that you had to feel frustrated, possibly angry, sad, upset. You probably had a bag full of emotions.
I was very concerned for him. I'd never seen him cry before until that day. Mm-hmm. And I mean, even through the loss of his mother and father, you know, that was the tears came in private.
Right. Right.
Never saw it. And he broke down and he cried, and it was gut wrenching.
I can't begin to imagine that. Literally, Cindy, your story was changing before your eyes.
Yep.
Your story was literally changing before you. God, let me ask everybody that's listening and watching. I know that there are people listening, Cindy, right now, that they're dealing with some things, but their story is changing right in front of their eyes.
Oh, yeah.
It's changing right in front of you. You said the doctor gave you some news and said, hey, I need you to go deliver this news to your husband. Mm-hmm. Hey, maybe you've heard something at work. Maybe you heard something in your family. And it's changing your story right in front of your eyes. That's what we're talking about. How do you handle those stories that change right in front of your eyes, right in front of you, Cindy? That had to be tough.
It was tough. I'm not saying that my story, the way it unfolded, is any worse than anybody else's.
Right, right. But
there it happened. Horrible. Yeah, there are some horrible. I've heard some horrible tales, but when it's happening to you at that moment, you don't think about other people.
Exactly.
Stories. And if you've gone through that, if your story has changed, I just want you to know that you get to decide how it's going to change.
That's right. That's right.
Once the shock and the gut-wrenching pain eases up, and it will, once you start looking around your life and saying, okay, what's next? What do I do now? That's when you can get to know yourself.
That's right.
Start trying to dream again. See what you want your life to look like. And then you can plan how to get there and how you want your story to change, what direction you want it to go in.
That's right. And I like what you just said, Cindy. We may not be able, and listen, everybody, let's listen. Watch me, watch your eyes, watch close. You may not be able to determine when your story changes, but when it does, you can determine what it does next. Yeah, you can determine. I know there's some tough and difficult things that can happen to each of us, and our stories can change while we're reading it. But Cindy, we get to decide what we find on the next page. Oh, yeah, yeah. You may not have been able to determine what happened on this page, but you can decide what you see on the next page. Cindy, as you know, we've been listening to, as you know, our life story can change at any moment and when we're least expected.
Yes.
Grief is kind of dealing with any significant loss that we talked about earlier of any kind.
Right.
How was it for you processing things while you had an empty nest?
It wasn't pretty. Like I said, I didn't take care of myself. I just kind of shut down. And my life revolved around food and TV shows. I sat in my recliner most days, and I put on food. Food was my drug of choice. And I put on a lot of weight. Thank God I've taken all of that off. Now I'm back to what I was before, and I still have a lot to lose, but it's coming. But yeah, it just, I shut down. My story took a huge pause. It's like, you know, when you watch TV and you hit pause to go get something to drink or whatever, and you don't get back to it for some reason for quite a while. Phone rings or whatever. And then you finally get back to it, and you can't always remember what you were watching, you know, what had happened up until that point on your show. Or you put a book down, say you're reading a book and you put it down to go about your life.
Right, right.
You pick it back up, and sometimes you got to go back a couple pages to figure out where you were.
Correct.
And that's okay, as long as you keep turning the page forward.
Oh, man. She says something right there, guys. It doesn't matter what has occurred in our lives, as long as we keep turning the page forward. Listen, guys, your story has more pages to it than what you have seen so far. I know there's been some things in your life that you thought, this was the end of my story. This is the peak of my story. It can't get any worse than this. But if you continue to turn your page forward, you will see that your story can change. Guys, I'm a living witness of that. Your story can change. All you have to do is continue to turn it forward. Sandy, you dropped us some knowledge today. Oh, you dropped some knowledge. What was, so you kind of isolated yourself. You kind of imprisoned yourself, not just in mentally, not just emotionally, but you physically imprisoned yourself in your room like you was in a cell in jail, and you had your three squares a day, and you had your cot. Three meals in a cot, you had that. Just like you were, there was no difference from what you were doing at home than someone who was in jail.
Pretty much, yeah.
You confined yourself to your room. There was life going on all around you, and you confined yourself. You said, I had children, but because I could not fit in their lives the way I used to, and I didn't have another purpose there, I confined myself. So let me ask you a question. That being said, and I'm glad you came out of that.
So am I.
Trust me, I know your kids are. What are some of your coping mechanisms that you use to help yourself kind of pull yourself out of that?
Well, one thing I did was to decide that I wasn't going to allow negativity into my life.
That's right.
That when somebody comes to me with a problem, I help them look at it in a different way. I help them look at it in a positive way. Mm-hmm. We can make good things come from bad things.
That's right.
I don't do drama anymore. I used to. I used to when I was younger. I tell I tell people now I don't do drama unless it's on a stage.
I like that.
I just gratitude practice. If you have trouble bringing positivity and pushing the negativity out, keeping a gratitude journal makes the difference.
I like that.
Yeah. And even as you're grieving, keep a grief journal. Write out your feelings and your thoughts and your...
Exactly.
You know, getting it down on paper. Whether you're a great writer, you don't have to be a great writer.
It doesn't matter. That's right.
It doesn't even have to be full sentences. It can just be words. Just get it out of you. And if you can't, for some reason, put that pen to paper, at least think it and sometimes speak it. You know, I mean, I talked to my husband. I talked to God. You know, I told him I wasn't happy with him. and it helps.
Right, right. Helps.
And it's when you talk out loud or you're writing, you're not having another person come in and try to talk you, oh, don't feel that way.
Correct. Oh, you should feel like that by now.
Yeah. Yeah. And don't, whatever you do, don't listen to people who say, you should be over it by now.
You should be done with that.
Yeah. And you don't get over it. You don't get done with it ever. There's always that feeling inside. I've gotten so used to telling my story that I don't choke up, but telling my husband that one I haven't told very much, and that one gets me. That one got to me today. But there, you know, there's certain things that maybe you haven't thought of in a long time, and that
right.
But pick out things that bring you joy.
Exactly.
You know, I've got a sound saved on my computer of a baby laughing. And I'm sorry, you cannot listen to that little giggle and never smile. So that when I need a lift, I listen to that. I'm not an outdoors person. I say I love the outdoors when seen through glass.
You sound like my wife. She's like, oh, I love the outdoors. Outdoors.
Yes. But there's something to be said for sunshine and a bright blue sky.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, it just makes me feel good. Certain colors make you feel good.
Right, right.
Like, I don't personally like the color yellow on me or around me, but for some reason, it makes me smile when I see it.
It's a happy color.
It is. It's
yellow, a very happy color. Yellow is a universal happy color.
Yeah. And for me, purple is my favorite color.
See?
So I try to surround myself with purple. I even had purple hair for a while. Yeah. So, you know, just do little things. And it doesn't have to, you know, suddenly make over your life just because you wrote in a gratitude journal. But if you do it on a regular basis, you know, if you don't even have to write it down, just in the morning when you wake up, think about what you're grateful for mm-hmm. for the day to come. And then when you lay in bed at night and you're having trouble falling asleep, like they say, count your blessings.
That's right.
You know, don't count sheep, count your blessings. And there are blessings in your life, no matter how dark it looks. There is that pinprick of light somewhere in there. The fact that you're breathing still.
Absolutely. You know? That's the biggest blessing right there.
Yeah. And as long as there's breath, there's hope.
Woo! Did y'all hear that? As long as there's breath, there is hope.
Yeah.
Ooh, I'm loving it. So finding your mechanism will just find something, some way to find some happiness in it. The longest we're alive, we can find something from the laughter of a child, you know, to looking out the window and seeing the birds fly and seeing the blue sky. Or maybe it's raining outside, but find something to remind you and center that smile and that happiness in you. So your life has changed. Your life has changed and your story seems have reached its peak. Okay, seems reached its peak. As far as it's gonna get, this is as bad as it's gonna get. Not gonna get any better than this. So it kind of reaches peak. What helped to push you to turn the page and see what was on the next page for your life?
I'm not quite sure what it was. It might have. I have epiphanies every time I go to church, so it might have been something in church. I had two granddaughters that I wanted to be around for.
Right. And be active with. Yeah. Active with. Exactly.
And there were things I still wanted to do in my life.
Correct. Correct.
And I realized eventually that I wasn't ready to give up on myself.
Whoa. Not ready to give up on yourself. How many people right now can say the same thing?
Yeah.
I'm not ready to give up on myself. Go ahead, put that in chat. I know you're watching right now. Some people are watching on Instagram and some people are watching on Twitter and LinkedIn and Facebook. Put that in chat. I am not ready to give up on myself. It's been tough. It's been hard. Go ahead and type it. You might have to say it out loud if you're driving in your car. I am not ready to give up on myself. That could be your mantra when you wake up the next day. Before your feet hit the floor, I am not ready to give up on myself. When they ask you, why you won't quit? Why you won't give up? I'm not ready to give up on myself. Cindy.
Yeah.
That right there. Alone is worth the price of admission. That right there alone is worth changing how we see ourselves after or in the middle of what we're grieving about when our story changes. Why? I'm not ready to give up on myself. Cindy, that is good. Gus, I told you this story was good. You thought I was playing. Were there ever moments that you had that you doubted yourself, you doubted moving forward, you doubted everything you thought you believed in? I know you and I talked, you said, I was angry with God. Let me tell you something, brother. You was angry. Were there ever moments that you had doubt that you could move forward with your life and beyond the things that you were used to?
Of course there were. You know, there were times when, well, the night my husband died, I don't remember how I got home that night.
Wow.
I had lived in the hospital with him for 3 months. I didn't go home. I stayed in the hospital with him. And he died about 11 o'clock at night. Mm-hmm. And suddenly I was home and I was standing at my front door. And I turned away from the door and said, I can't go in there without him. And other than telling him that he was terminal and there was no hope, walking through that door was one of the hardest things I ever had to do. I'm always kind of grateful that he didn't die at home, because I don't have the memory of that hitting me in the face every time I walk into like our bedroom or what, you know. It's, I give a lot of props to people who have had their loved one die at home. It's got to take a lot of strength to not relive that all the time. So I'm very proud of all of you who can do that. I didn't have to. So,
well, that's good that you didn't have to do that, because which brings up to my next point. So having to do that, you've been faced of kind of almost reliving it every day. And you kind of see him dying every day in the house. So to you, I can understand that. Here's a question kind of for you and for the audience. So here it is. You guys had Christmases. Your story had Christmases. Your story had birthdays. Your story had celebrations. Your story had holidays, 4th of July, cookouts, barbecues, families, family dinners. So your story had all these moments. Your story had all these moments, all these things. So here's a question for you in the audience. How do you handle the change in a story that's grown, you've grown so accustomed to hearing? Every day you heard, every birthday, happy birthday. Christmas, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. You heard all these things or things you were hearing. How do you change? How do you handle a change in a story that you're used to hearing?
Yeah, the first year is rough. Mm-hmm. Sometimes the second year is even rougher, because the first year when the holidays come, you might be a little numb.
Right, you're still in shock. You're like,
but subsequent holidays, especially Christmas time, mm-hmm. it's so much surrounded by family. From Thanksgiving to Christmas, it's so much surrounded by family and tradition. And whether it's your spouse or maybe a parent, you know, you've always gone to mom's house for Christmas.
Right.
Dad was the one that always carved the turkey, those kind of things. You have to like this pivot, you know. You've got to make new traditions. Keep the ones that still serve you. Keep the ones that still bring up, make you feel good.
Right, exactly.
But ditch the ones that are hard and come
absolutely
up with new ones.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we rarely decorate for Christmas anymore. I've got two sons who live with me, mm-hmm. and we didn't decorate this past year at all. Some years we do, some years we don't. Our holidays are usually pretty quiet, which is for all of us right now. You know, we're at times in our lives where that's okay. But my suggestion for families with younger children, you know, either kids or teenagers, mm-hmm. Try to keep it as normal as you can for them.
Exactly.
And maybe institute something that is a remembrance, you know, plant a garden or plant a tree every year, although then you end up with a forest.
Forest behind the house. So now you're in a different page of your story than you were. You're a totally different page. It looks different than the previous before. And I know you love it. Now, you help those who may be stuck on the pages of grief after their loss that we mentioned earlier in the spouse. How did this come about? How did you make that transition? How did you come about doing that?
You mean how I came out of the darkness?
Yeah, how did you come out of the darkness into what you do now?
It was gradual. It was gradual. And it was knowing that, it especially when once I realized what my purpose really is now and mm-hmm. what God wanted me to do. Once I realized that, it made everything so much easier.
Absolutely.
Because everything I was doing, I was using to tell my story, to help my story so that I could help other people.
Correct.
Everything I've been through, I can use those feelings that I had to help other people. Now, everybody grieves differently. Every grief is different.
That's important to know. That's right.
My mother died 2 years after my husband. And
sorry to hear that.
Thank you. I grieved differently for her than I did for Dan. You know, obviously, you know, she was my mother. He was my husband. But that doesn't mean. Sometimes grief can compound. If you haven't truly processed a grief and then somebody else, then you have another grief on top of it.
Right. It's stacking.
Yeah. Yeah. So you've really got to. You got to make sure not just that you can handle the grief, but that you've gone through, you've done the work, because it is, it's a process. It can take work to come
out. Absolutely.
You don't just shove it in the closet and close the door.
It's never there. Like it doesn't exist. So as a happiness coach, you talked about this earlier, right? As a happiness coach, what are some practical things? I think you may have mentioned this, practical things that you share with others to help keep them on this path of happiness.
Yeah. Find something that makes you smile.
There you go.
Yeah. And it may be different things each day. You know, you get used to seeing the color yellow. So then it stops making you smile. So, you know, have a list of things that you can turn to. If one doesn't work, you know, turn to the other. Gratitude list is just so huge. Write your feelings to maybe find an artistic outlet. You know, if it's not actual art, maybe it's sculpture, maybe it's knitting or crocheting, making jewelry, something maybe a little creative.
Absolutely.
Something where you've got something to show for your efforts, that helps. And maybe, you know, do something for someone else.
That's always key. Yeah. That's always a key. I'm gonna put something up here real quick, Cindy.
Sure.
Let's see here real quick. Tell me what this is right here, what we're looking at, Cindy. Right here. What is this we're looking at here?
That is my website.
Awesome.
Yeah, it's undergoing some changes.
is this where people can contact you? If we need to contact you, is there an email? Your website is a great way to contact you?
Yeah, they can. All of my contacts are on my website.
Okay.
But my email is really easy. It's cindy@cindyjburns.com.
Okay, cool. Cool beans.
And I do have a free gift, a free grief journal, if somebody would like it. And you can go to cindyjburns.com/journal, and it'll take you there for the free journal.
Fantastic. I love that, Cindy. I love that. Guys, Cindy, thank you so much for being here today. Let me ask you a question, Cindy. What is something that if there was something you could say right now to someone who is grieving right now and you would like to encourage them, what is something that you could say to somebody right now who's grieving and needs some words of encouragement?
You don't have to do it alone.
Mm.
You don't have to do it alone. If it's not me, a coach, a friend, spiritual minister, a relative, your doctor,
you know? Anybody.
Yeah, right. Turn to somebody.
Wow. 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 That is fantastic. That this is not a something by ourselves. Fantastic. Love it. All right. This is great. Let me put myself back on camera here. There we go. There we go. I'm back. Guys, I want to thank our very special guest, Cindy Burns, for joining us today. Guys, listen, the pages of our story may look different and the words may be different, but we get to determine what comes next on the next page. Your story is just not over. Guys, thank you. I'm very special guest Cindy Burns for being here today. Guys, listen, it's about that time, and I got to do it this way, Cindy, because if I don't do this, somebody will say something to me. So there we go. All right, guys, it's about that time. And as always, I want to give a huge shout out to our very special guest, Cindy Burns, for being here with us today, guys. Listen, you can listen to the show every Thursday, 6:30 p.m. Central, 7:30 p.m. Eastern, right here. Or you can stream it on your favorite streaming platform like Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and so many more. Guys, we got to get out of here. But as always, in parting, if you're going to tell me something, then tell me something good. I'm out of here. I gotta go. Peace.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.